my brain can weigh from 3 to 4 pounds. Consumes 1/5 of my oxygen. 400 miles of blood vessels.
So I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, that people do form attachments, emotional attachments, to the things and not always to the people. Now, that said, it becomes that much more significant that when it comes again to delivery of promises, the primary focus is school leadership. Because there can be some secondary emotional attachments to the computers and the other technology in that school. Fully engaged parents are emotionally attached and rationally loyal to their child's school. Indifferent parents are emotionally and rationally neutral. While not necessarily negative about the school, they lack the positive energy that's found with fully engaged parents. Not a good place for them to be. You don't want them there. It's certainly better for them to be indifferent than to be negative, but it's so much better for them to be fully engaged than to be indifferent. Are there promises that you've made that you have the power to deliver on that you have not delivered to all of your students, to all of your parents? Do you care about them all, regardless of color, regardless of social class, regardless of how they're dressed? Fully engaged parents, indifferent parents, and the third category are actively disengaged parents. They are emotionally detached from their child's school. And when given a choice, they'd be more likely to send their child to another school. And if changing schools is not an option, they may voice their negativity about the school that the child is attending to other people. I tell you what, it can be so frustrating to have our children attending a school that seems to be inferior. It is a good thing when our educational leaders, and I'm speaking specifically about those who make decisions about renovating schools, building new schools, are providing facilities that brighten the spirits of the students, the faculty, the staff, the parents, other members of the students' families who would be coming to that school. It makes a difference. And of course, that's the reason that some people want money pulled out of the public school system, so that it becomes more and more difficult to provide an environment, a setting that brightens the spirits of the people who go there. Because they know that very often when their spirits are brightened, it improves the chances of the students doing well. And let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, there are some people who don't want that for all students. They want it for some students, some groups of students, but not all groups. Let's care enough about our nation, all the people of our nation, that we want the best for all of our students. And let's face it, parents, how often have you been able to compare consciously the way you responded when your children were in a school where the building was somewhat dilapidated to the way you responded when they were in a nice building? To better understand current levels of parent engagement, Gallup conducted a major study with a nationally representative sample of 3,356 parents across the U.S. And the study found that 23% of parents strongly agreed that they participated in classroom and school activities, and 41% strongly agreed their child's school provides a variety of ways for parents to become involved. Where are you with that? This is something that they noticed also, though. Simply providing opportunities for participation and involvement doesn't necessarily lead to engagement. And it's important for us to remember, engagement goes beyond participation and involvement. Only 20% of the parents in the study were fully engaged with their child's school. Another 57% of parents in the study were indifferent, while 23% of the parents were actively disengaged. In comparison, Gallup's recent research with customers in industries like banking, insurance, and healthcare finds that between 30% and 40% of customers are fully engaged. So, just a reminder now, only 20% of the parents in the study were fully engaged with their child's school. When it comes to banking, insurance, healthcare, 30% to 40% of the customers fully engaged. So it might be discouraging that such a low percentage of parents are fully engaged, but parent engagement is not fixed. It can change. In fact, it's something that school leaders can intentionally measure and improve over time. New Gallup research points to several key drivers of parent engagement, suggesting specific actions, school leaders, that you can take to improve your relationships with parents. Parents are looking for strong school leadership, high academic standards, a positive school culture. That's so important, ladies and gentlemen. A positive school culture. Practice school leaders developing a positive school culture that will be perceived as positive by every ethnicity at your school and by both genders, by every age group. You have some grandparents overseeing the care of some of their grandchildren, and their grandchildren are attending your school. Positive school culture that is noticed and appreciated by every sector of your school. Personalized education for their child. It's so important to know how each child learns. If your child is having difficulty learning, they're having difficulty with the grades, etc., it truly is a great idea, if necessary, to do some testing. Does your child have dyslexia, where the order of the letters is reversed? Does your child have some type of learning challenge? A learning challenge. Dyslexia is not a learning challenge. That is a reading challenge. For some reason, the brain reverses the order of some of the words, and the child has to be taught how to correct that. But there can be some learning challenges. So try not to spend too much time and energy just being frustrated, but rather try to find some solutions to any problems that may exist. School leaders, make those proposals to your parents, to the guardians of the children, if it seems like there's something going on that may be taking away from the perception of the school having a positive culture. Personalized education for the children and the parents having opportunities to contribute to the school's success. The research suggests that there's some untapped potential in engaging parents as a strategy to achieve excellence in schools. Excellence in schools. And that's what we want, right? Excellence in schools. All right. Stay with me. We will be back. Talked about this positive culture in the schools, right? Let's get ready to take a look at politeness as exhibited, displayed, promoted by a country. By the way, what country do you think may be perceived as being the most polite country in the world?